Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Remember all that wildfire smoke? Earlier this month, those thick, soupy skies, the brown haze that blanketed northern Michigan. Wildfire smoke has a lot of effects on our lungs, on our health, and also on grapes. It can damage the flavor. Michigan's wine growers say this time it came early enough in the season that they sort of dodged a bullet.
I think having the smoke incidents happen at this time in the grape growing when they wouldn't be affected kind of spurred me to think, wow, I need to be prepared in case if this happens a month from now.
I'm Ed Ronco. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. We're going to hear that story right after we check some headlines. A Traverse City salon violated Michigan's anti-discrimination law with a social media post insulting transgender people and telling them not to come into the store. That is according to a state commission. Studio 8 Hair Lab's Facebook post 3 years ago said transgender people were not welcome at the salon and should instead get their hair cut at a pet groomer. This week, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission said the post violated the state's Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act, which was updated in 2023 to include gender identity as a protected category under the state's anti-discrimination law. This ruling was the first test of those new provisions. The attorney for the salon owner tells the Detroit News that his client will appeal the decision and that speech is not an act of discrimination. Gunfire last night drew a large police response to the west side of Traverse City. It happened at an apartment building on M72 behind the Tom's West Bay grocery store. Traverse City police arrested a 49-year-old man. Authorities told Up North Live that they were able to safely evacuate everyone from inside the building before that arrest was made. Leelanau County Administrator Jim Dyer has officially parted ways with the county. The Board of Commissioners said in a statement that they had reached a mutual separation agreement with Dyer. He had been on leave for weeks after complaints about his professionalism and his conduct at work. The county's current finance director had accused him, in some instances, of physically intimidating conduct, such as yelling at workers and slamming his hands on tables. The official parting of ways comes after Dyer recently told the Leelanau Ticker that he was done with his job, cleaning out his office, and that the county was, quote, an awful place to work. Lauren Seifer, who had been acting administrator while Dyer was on leave, will now be the interim county administrator. Thick smoke drifting from Canadian wildfires earlier this month has cleared. The skies are blue this morning. But a changing climate will likely fuel more intense and frequent wildfires, potentially closer to home. And that means the northern Michigan wine industry could one day face a new challenge to growing grapes. It is called smoke taint. IPR's climate solutions reporter Vivian Law takes us to the vineyard.
On a rolling hill in Sutton's Bay, Andy Fless kneels near a row of leafy grapevines.
So we have some muscat. We're seeing... I don't want to get too in the weeds here, literally, figuratively, but we are entering a bushy row.
He untucks a small bunch of young green muscat grapes.
The berries we're kind of in that buckshot berry stage.
They're about as small as the ammo used in deer hunting.
It's a very American way to describe it. It's a little strange. We have to use bullets to describe fruit development, but that is what it's called because they're that size.
Fless is the vineyard manager for Shady Lane Cellars. Grapes this small mean that Fless wasn't too worried about how a few days of thick smoke this month might impact the crop. It's early in the growing season. But the winery's general manager and head winemaker, Casey Wiersba, says that the haze made her think about future smoky days.
I think having the smoke incidents happen at this time in the grape growing when they wouldn't be affected kind of spurred me to think, wow, I need to be prepared in case if this happens a month from now, where our fruit will definitely be impacted then.
Wiersba wants to be prepared for what the industry calls smoke taint. It's what happens when grapes are exposed to smoke for long periods of time and can lead to unwanted flavors in the finished wine. And Wiersba says the damage is only obvious after the wine has been made.
So going up to the grapes, we might be like, oh, we don't smell the smoke anymore. We don't really taste it when we're sampling the grapes. But then when it goes through fermentation process, those volatile chemicals, particles, are released, and that's when you can actually detect the smoke taint.
Those off flavors have been described as ashy, burnt, or just smoky. Next time there's heavy smoke from wildfires, Wiersba plans to send grape samples to a lab that can detect smoke compounds. That could inform whether she uses certain winemaking techniques, like adding enzymes to mask changes to flavor.
We can't really erase the impact. It's there, but we can minimize it. We can try to make it not worse.
Experts say the smoke in Michigan wasn't intense enough to impact the season's grapes. It takes a lot of smoke, over more than just a few days, and typically closer fires to produce changes in flavor. Those conditions are more common on the West Coast, where climate change has fueled more frequent and intense wildfires.
Solutions to smoke impact and smoke taint are not simple. There may not be one silver bullet that takes care of it, and likely it's going to be many things that need to come together.
Ben Montpetit heads the University of California Davis's Viticulture Department, which is home to some of the country's most extensive research on smoke taint.
As much as we can prepare, there are going to be fires in the future, and unfortunately they will impact wine regions.
That means growers in Michigan might have to adapt to this new challenge, on top of what the industry is already facing. Fless with Shady Lane Cellars says this growing season in northern Michigan has already been tough between fluctuating temperatures and extreme rainfall.
Global warming doesn't mean everywhere is going to be warmer every single year. I think what it means for us is that it's climate chaos, and it's very hard to predict what is going to happen. I mean, we didn't even hear about, oh, there's going to be this smoke coming your way in 7 days.
He says variability is just part of farming in this region. For now, with no smoke in the forecast, Fless is expecting a good vintage this season. For IPR News, I'm Vivian Law.
Vivian's reporting comes to us through a partnership with Grist. That's it for the Up North Lowdown on this Thursday, July 30th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing by Steve Junker, and music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.